I'm John Berman. Welcome to the 360 podcast. An exclusive interview with Sony Entertainment CEO Michael Lynton after President Obama slammed the company for caving to a terror threat and pulling a movie about North Korea's dictator. Let's get started. Sony finally speaks. Our interview in the middle of the cyber hacking drama over the movie comedy that sparked a real life showdown between the United States and North Korea. Today at the White House, President Obama blamed North Korea for hacking into Sony Pictures' computer network and threatening another 9/11 if Sony released the interview, a Seth Rogen, James Franco send-up of Kim Jong-un. The president promised the United States would respond, which did make headlines. This, however, is what really got people talking. The president criticized Sony for canceling the release of the film.
Sony's a corporation. It suffered significant damage. There were threats against its employees. I am sympathetic to the concerns that they faced. Having said all that, yes, I think they made a mistake.
Sony made a mistake, he said. You know, it's not often that a president singles out a company or a person for that matter, or really speaks this bluntly.
I wish they'd spoken to me first. I would have told them, do not get into a pattern in which you're intimidated by these kinds of criminal attacks.
A lot of people do share this view. Sony's getting a lot of heat from heavy hitters outside of the White House as well. And now, only on CNN, the company is hitting back. Today, Sony Entertainment CEO Michael Lynton sat down exclusively with CNN's Fareed Zakaria.